Hi, this is Bishop Bob Coulter with another TMCI Word of Encouragement for the week. We're still excited about what God did at our annual conference. We're also rejoicing in what God's doing through TMCI worldwide. Last year, God gave us 68 new members here in the USA, and we ordained another 49 people in foreign lands. We see God using us to expand His kingdom in Africa. We now have presence in Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Ghana, Nigeria, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. In addition to that, we still have growing works in India and Mexico. TM is growing stronger. We now have 49 missionaries in foreign land, which gives us a presence in every continent in the world except the Antarctica. Still don't have anybody volunteering for that. And the news we are most excited about is that God gave us over 45,000 salvations through TMCI ministry this past year. And 75% of those were here in USA. You know, our theme for this year at the conference was maturing in the spirit. See, we need to mature in the spirit so that God can use us more effectively. We must not let childish things hold us back. And that reminds me of Ephesians 4, 23 and 24, which tells us, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Christian life must be radically different from your old life. Paul expects the Ephesians to experience changes. We must put on the new man. It's interesting to me that we really do not discover who we really are until we accept Christ as our Savior. Up to then, Satan has put scales over our minds, and we do not see the godly potential in our life. God knows what you can do when you're born again and operating in the Holy Spirit. This is when God can bring your spiritual gifts to life. This is why this scripture says we must put on the new man. We must receive all that Christ has for us through the Holy Spirit. We have giftings and call on our life, and we'll never discover it if we don't put on the new man. We must forget that which is behind and press forward to the upper call in Christ in your life. You know, Romans 6 teaches us that the old self has been crucified and buried, that we are reckoned just to be true, we put off the old man. God has done His part. It remains for us to do our part, and when He says, change clothes, that's what we do. We have to change our clothes. What new clothes should we put on? Well, Romans 13:14 says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Every day we must put on Christ like we put on our clothing, to be completely covered in by His presence, so our thoughts and action are Him working through us by the Holy Spirit. I believe that mature simply means to be more like Jesus, and the only way we can do that is to put Him on every day, not once a month, not once a week, but every day. If we're only praying once a week for His direction, that leaves us vulnerable to the enemy attack on our thoughts and action. We must be doing it daily. As Ephesians 4, 23, 24 says, we must truly renew the spirit of our mind. And that's where the real battle is for our mind. That's why it's imperative that we let Christ renew our mind for ministry each day. What we do today will be the foundation of what we build onto tomorrow. We must fortify our mind against the attack of Satan, who constantly tries to find cracks in our mind in thinking to sneak in and pervert your thinking. It reminds me of a devotion I heard about the city of Sardis, whose wall were so strong and tall that the enemy could not penetrate it. They were confident that in their protection. In their contentment, they neglected to keep the wall in good repair. You know, eventually some cracks occurred, but the people of Sardis ignored them. The cracks they ignored got big enough that the enemy could sneak in and destroy the city. They were like many of us. We've become so busy with life. We so tossed about by every care and perhaps so confident in our own ability that we become unaware of our own spiritual cracks. We go into life as though we have no need to deal with the foundation of our life, not realizing that tiny cracks are forming. This kind of negligent thinking is usually accompanied by prayerlessness and insensitivity to the Spirit of God. A Christian who's too busy to get in the presence of God, who will soon find himself in trouble, just like the city of Sardis. You know, we must guard against the cracks in our thinking. We can get so confident in our past successes that we become overconfident and our flesh starts to control our thinking. That's when Satan likes to sneak in at the cracks and cause chaos in your thinking and your ministry. So let's be willing to pay the price and put on Christ and listen to His Spirit daily so that we can be mature in Christ each day. God bless you. Have a blessed week.